USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Former Attorney General Bill Barr calls former President Trump a, quote, consummate narcissist.
He constantly engages in reckless conduct that puts his political followers at risk, the conservative and Republican agenda at risk.
Barr, appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, added that Trump's conduct alleged in the federal indictment is, quote, not an isolated example. Chris Christie says the idea of a pledge to support the next Republican nominee is a, quote, useless idea.
I'll take the pledge in 2024 just as seriously as Donald Trump took the pledge in 2016.
Christie, a GOP presidential candidate speaking on CNN's State of the Union, pointed out that Trump was the only candidate in 2016 who did not agree to the pledge. One person is dead and at least 20 people are injured after a shooting at a Juneteenth celebration near Chicago. Multiple victims were taken to a hospital. Two people are reportedly in critical condition. Two Americans allegedly attacked in Germany have been identified. Police say Eva Liu was attacked by a 30-year-old American man she met hiking. Liu's friend Kelsey Chang tried rescuing her, but was pushed down a steep slope. The American man is in custody on suspicion of murder, attempted murder, and attempted sexual offense. The Supreme Court won't rule on two major issues until at least Thursday.
Decisions on cases involving affirmative action and President Biden's student loan debt relief plan were not included in Friday's release of opinions. Two cases involving Harvard and the University of North Carolina will determine if race can be used as a factor in college admissions. Meanwhile, there are two cases that have yet to have opinions issued on them centered on the president's plan to cancel some student loans. There are still 18 opinions to be released from the High Court in its current term. I'm Scott Carr.
This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says there are other differences between him and former President Trump than just January 6th. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, the GOP presidential hopeful says he disagrees with Trump's belief that a six-month abortion ban that's been passed in some states is too harsh. Pence also claimed that Trump's position on the national debt is the same as President Biden's. More senators want to know about the proposed merger of two pro-golf organizations.
First, it was the Senate Investigations Committee. Now the Senate Finance Committee is opening what's called a wide-ranging investigation into the finances surrounding the PGA Tour's deal with the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund, the principal owner of the LIV Golf Tour. Committee Chair Ron Wyden of Oregon says the deal raises questions about whether the PGA Tour can continue to enjoy tax-exempt status after tying itself to the authoritarian Saudi regime. Wyden has also called on the Justice Department's Antitrust Division to scrutinize the deal. I'm Richard Johnson.
Veteran NBA player Lou Williams is retiring from basketball after a 17-year career. He made the announcement on Sunday with a YouTube video narrated by his daughter. Williams is a three-time Sixth Man Award winner. The 36-year-old was drafted by the Sixers in 2005. The hit Netflix series Squid Game is gearing up for its return. Lee Jung-jae will return in the lead role. The second season will debut next year. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.